The NAACP says it will propose a sweeping plan to protect Black Americans and others from white supremacist violence. The meeting at the Justice Department will come 6 days after the hate-fueled massacre that killed 10 Black people in Buffalo, New York last weekend. NAACP President Derek Johnson told C-SPAN the Justice Department could take action on its own without waiting for Congress to act. He said social media platforms need to be held accountable for content posted by others, despite Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act, which has largely been interpreted to absolve them of such responsibility.
We have to figure out ways to de-radicalize our young people, while at the exact same time, we need to go and address who's creating this atmosphere, what platforms are they using, and what tools do we have in our toolbox to address it. It's not enough to say there's nothing we can do, our hands are tied. Because if this was a true emergency, there are many things that could be done. I go back to this. If this was Al-Qaeda, what would we be doing?
The Associated Press reported the NAACP plan calls for holding accountable any corporation that is complicit in the spread of bigotry and racism through news media and on social platforms. No details were forthcoming. The civil rights group accuses Fox News and host Tucker Carlson of using airtime to sow bigotry and racism, create dissension, spread misinformation, and promote conspiracy theories that continually encourage violence. The NAACP is also calling on advertisers, including the National Football League, to take a moral stand against Fox by withholding ad dollars. On gun violence prevention, the civil rights group is calling for creation of a domestic terror watch list and the banning of those on the list from legally purchasing a firearm. On police reforms, the proposal calls on the Biden administration to take executive action in lieu of the stalled George Floyd Justice and Policing Act before the two-year anniversary of Floyd's murder by a Minneapolis police officer next week. The NAACP says all police and law enforcement officers should be required to submit to a thorough review of their affiliations to determine they're not aligned with white supremacist organizations. Meantime, leaders of the Congressional Black, Hispanic, and Asian American caucuses took the Republican Party to task for refusing to condemn members who espouse the white supremacist Great Replacement Theory. The third-ranking House Republicans, Elise Stefanik, is among them. The chair of the Congressional Black Caucus, Joyce Beatty, said even before the Buffalo rampage, the ideology had inspired multiple attacks, including the attacks at three Atlanta area spas where Asian American women worked, an El Paso Walmart frequented by Latinos, and the Tree of Life Synagogue.
I'm here to call out the Republican Party for making the racist replacement theory, yes, a plank in their Republican Party platform. The Republican leadership is not innocent. And whether they use a dog whistle, a bullhorn, they do not get a pass. We are seeing the pipeline from racist rhetoric to racist violence.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy avoided directly repudiating the Great Replacement Theory on Monday. Instead, he told reporters that Republicans have never supported white supremacy. I'm Eileen Alfandary for Pacifica Radio.